I'm Ken Rogers with a recap of the Tuesday, July 27th markets. We were mixed in the grains and mostly lower in the livestock at settlement time. September corn down 1 at 584 and 3 quarters. December down a half, 546 and a quarter. The March contract down 3 quarters at 553 and 3 quarters. August soybeans up 5.5 at 1418 and a quarter. September up 4.5, 1367. November up 1 3/4 at 359.5. August soybean meal up 520, 368.80. August soybean oil down 17, 66.26. The September Chicago wheat down 2.5, 674.5. December down 2.5 at 684 and a quarter. September Kansas City hard red wheat up 2.5 at 641.5. December up 2.25 at 652 3/4. Well, as we said, a different story in the livestock trade. Now, we did see a report of some sales taking place in Kansas late yesterday at 119 to 123. So we'll see if that sets the trend for the week, but the sales still pretty light at what we're seeing. And even with what we saw in the corn, with it ended up lower, live cattle and feeders were also lower today. The October live cattle contract down 77, 128.42. December down 50, 133.47. August feeders down $1.50 at 160.70. September down 82 at 164. The August lean hogs closed up 7 at 107.47. October up 57 at 92.52. The energy trade today ended up mixed. Natural gas lower, as well as crude and heating oil. The gasoline ethanol trending higher. We also see gold higher, but silver lower. The financial markets ended the day on a lower note. After kind of playing around on all sides today, S&P down 19.70, 4384.30. The NASDAQ down 219.50, 14,898.25. The Dow down 182, 34,852. So a mixed day, not a full turnaround Tuesday that took place in the grains, as a late sell-off drove the corn lower and the spring wheat lower as well. But Kansas City hard red winter wheat ended up 2 to 2.5 cents higher. That is a check of the Tuesday, July 27th markets. I'm Ken Rogers.